You're listening to an exclusive Cup of Joe morning show interview here on The Sound of Life.
Matt, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. We are out here in Oklahoma, actually, and I've got my son with me out on this run, and we've been just cruising around. We're headed out to Kansas City and played a concert last night, and it was awesome, and it's been really fun. It's a fun summer. It's busy, but...
Yeah, right. It sure is, isn't it? So much for the lazy, hazy days of summer. It's a busy time for you.
That's right. Plenty of sweat.
And have you found out that when you get a song on the radio, things get busier?
It's blowing up. Yeah, it's so fun, though. It's pretty incredible. It's really never happened to us. But it's been awesome. Ministry has just been very full, and I think that is the coolest part of it. It's just kind of like more and more people. You know, we played just a youth event last night, and it was like just to see the young people, like we played that song, you know, in particular, and once that song kind of comes around, just to see even young people kind of responding to it in a new way was really just special. It's awesome.
I've heard that from the stage when you're part of the group, and no matter who you are, when you see the audience respond, that's a pretty special thing.
Yeah, it's just crazy to see how God can take something, you know, that's personal to your life and your story and somehow use it, you know, in an impactful way in somebody else's world, you know.
We have to back up a little bit. You may remember the group I Am They from when they were with Casting Crowns, which probably seems like eternity ago, but it was a couple of years ago, right in Poughkeepsie there. And we kept talking about, you know, oh, yeah, well, you know, Casting Crowns saw you guys. You came to their church and they were impressed with you and stuff, and you kind of went out. Was that really a breakthrough time when you were out with Casting Crowns?
I think, yeah, absolutely. If anything, the breakthrough came really like in us and just in our hearts, our world. It was kind of a crazy trajectory for us coming out of this album. Our second album, Trial and Triumph, came out. And right after it came out, our very first tour was with Casting Crowns. And it was like, we didn't even know that we were going to be able to release that second album, to be honest with you. And we weren't sure it was all going to come together. There was just so many kind of difficult things happening in our world at the time. And then all of a sudden, that kind of came together. The album came out, and it was like to just be thrown into a tour with Casting Crowns was like, holy smokes, this is crazy. And to see all that God did, you know, was so crazy too. We were honestly kind of nervous going into that tour, obviously for multiple reasons, but just kind of sharing our stories in a new and vulnerable way. We didn't know like how everybody was going to accept that. And
right.
We were on like the biggest tour we'd ever really been on. And it just kind of felt like we were stepping out on a limb. And the Lord, just that first night, I remember the tour so vividly. All of us were like crying on stage, like as we played the set.
That's cool. That is very cool.
It was funny, but just really special. It was a really special time.
And you could say we're not in Nevada anymore, guys.
Yeah, that's right. Definitely. Clicking our heels together.
I do apologize because I think I've told more than one person you were from California, but you're from Carson City, Nevada. That's even better. That's really cool. Who's from Carson City, Nevada?
Yeah, right. I know. Nobody. Animals and cows, and there are humans.
We just joke about that. I'm sorry. That's just this. But are you guys from the area?
Yeah, we started. It was just one night of worship and, you know, our little small town there. And there was like, you know, for us, that very first night, there was about 300 people that came.
Wow, that's pretty good.
This night of worship that we hosted. For us, that was maxing out. That was like, this is amazing. Our church was packed, you know. And so we just kind of took it from there, and we asked everybody if they wanted to keep doing it. And that was how that ministry grew, was just us hosting these nights of worship. And we just poured our hearts out into that and just served faithfully. Watch the community come together and unify around worship. And, you know, and now we get to go around the world and watch in kind of a similar but different way, how God is just uniting the church and working in communities and that kind of thing. And I love how it all happens really around the same message that we started with, which was just Jesus, first of all, our Savior, and just unity, that we are coming together and our song is uniting, our hearts are uniting around worship. something so beautiful happens when we do that. So it's really cool.
Well, I'm talking with Matthew Hine, right? Matthew's, I guess, is the name your mom called. That's probably what your mom called you. Matthew Hine, get in here.
Yeah, mom, are you there?
And I just had a thought. You're like, are you a couple of hours ahead of me? If you are, you need to take a nap right now or get a couple.
No.
You're just an hour ahead, right?
This is tour life, man.
Right. Well, you want to play with Casting Crowns and play in the big time. Here you go, right here. You get to talk to people like me, I guess.
That's right.
A lot of people probably, you know, were wondering about the name of the group, and I know you've been asked this a bazillion times, so I was trying to figure it out, and I'll tell you what, you really know your Bible. If you can figure out where the name I Am They came from, I was kind of skirting around it, but it is really very well thought out. It's pretty cool. I want to know, what was the name before that?
Yeah, right. Actually, Solomon's Porch was what we called ourselves.
Oh, that ain't bad.
Solomon's Porch, and it was, you know, just around worship. I think we kind of came to a point where we Googled it, and when we actually, like, we were talking about a record deal and those kinds of things, and it was like, oh, gosh, I guess we need, like, a name. And actually, no, it was before that. Matthew West was our very first gig, and we opened for Matthew West in Reno, Nevada. And that was when we were like, holy smokes, I guess this means we're a band and we should probably get a band name, because we looked up Solomon's Porch online and it was taken like a thousand times on Google, you know? And it was like, well, that one's taken. We got to find something else.
Whoops.
So we stumbled on that kind of weird name. But I Am They, you know, coming from John 17 and Jesus just talking about the identity of his followers and referring to them as they.
Right.
And us just resonating with that and recognizing that it wasn't, you know, our whole ministry was based on, you know, it was for the church and was for just the church at large, for the they, you know. And it wasn't just about the five people on stage as a band. It was more this ministry and what God was using in communities and that kind of thing. And so I Am They really relates to everybody that's in Christ. They can claim that identity too. And that's been just a central theme for us as a band, is just stepping into our Jesus-given identities as human beings. And again, unity in the church. You know, in John 17, Jesus saying that he says to his Father that they would be one, just as you and I are one. So that message of unity is so central and so important to us as a band. So.
Well, you, Matt, with that, have taken the number one spot in Christian band having spiritual meaning. So there you go. I do believe.
Awesome. Praise the Lord.
You are right up there. One thing that for sure people probably don't, I mean, I wouldn't, if I knew this, I would be probably in your family, unless I saw the video that you did. But Matt got into a situation that a lot of people find themselves into, and you had an addiction going on there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, thanks for asking about that. We actually share each night now from stage just our personal testimonies, and we have just so many real things that happen in the church, for sure, and that I don't think we often talk about, or we just name plainly. In our band, those things are represented too. Divorce, you know, our keyboardist, Justin, was actually a drug dealer before he came into our band. Dealt, you know, had an addiction with drugs, and for me, I was addicted to pornography, and that was my testimony. And now getting to share, being on the other side of watching God's redemption work through our life, through our stories, getting to share that from stage has been so powerful, because there's so many people just hiding and so terrified, you know, and stuck in this thing of shame and feeling like, man, if I put this in the light, and if I come out and say anything about this, I'm going to be rejected. I'm going to be, you know, taken out of whatever position or relationships that I have. I'm going to lose it all, you know? And ultimately, we will lose it all, but we lose all of our pride, you know, all of the pride, all of the things that we think are most important. We give that to Jesus. And on the other side of that repentance, on the other side of that confession and that humility and that vulnerability, there's just pure grace in the arms of Jesus, and grace and redemption and life. And, you know, you don't have to carry around that weight with you anymore. And I know that's what I've experienced in my life. So, yeah, absolutely.
Well, the publicity photograph that I'm looking at, kudos to you, because you have a great smile on your face, and I know why. I mean, you know, that's really good. And most of your group, you look pretty decent. I fuss at the photographers most of the time. How was that whole life?
If only you could see us today.
And you dress nice, and, you know, I sound like my mother-in-law now.
Thanks.
But, I mean, you know, and how was all that, though, with all of the stuff that comes with being on the radio and being popular, because you're going to be a Kingdom Bound coming up Tuesday, July 30th. I hope you know that. I hope that's on your calendar.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're going to be there.
Yeah.
But I mean,
the Kingdom Bound, baby. Love it.
That's going to be a big crowd right there. So
I know. We're so stoked. We get to do main stage.
Wow.
This year, and it's going to be so fun. Yeah,
Kingdom
Bound is amazing.
What do you guys do? Do you look at them and say, well, guys, we got to come up with something big, like for King of Country has on stage, or do something, you know? Or what do you do?
I try to never compare myself, first of all, to King and Country, but, anyone. Honestly, man, every time, and I'm not trying to say, you know, our show is going to be lame, so I hope that that's not the case for anybody.
Well, anybody who saw the Cast and Crown show knows that it's not. You put on a fabulous show. It was amazing.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, starting in Nevada, and like I said, in a town where you never think you're even going to, you know, live anywhere else, be anywhere else. That was what I thought. I mean, I worked for the state of Nevada for over 10 years and just was there in little town, whatever. Never had any plans of being in a band or singing or anything like that. In fact, when I was a kid, people used to make fun of my voice, my friends even. And so I was real self-conscious, never thought I'd ever even be in a band, let alone do it for a living. All that to say, I don't think we ever try to compare ourselves or, you know, live on what's happening on a radio chart or anything like that. We really just feel like God has put this ministry in our hands, and, you know, you just live open-handedly with that. Whatever God wants to do, if he took it away tomorrow, then that's awesome. You know, we just say, I hope that we were faithful with the time that we had and with what we had. And you put your heart into it. You serve faithfully. You love people. You share openly and honestly. And God is doing a really cool work with that. And that is enough for us, wherever that may be and however that may look, whether it's Casting Crowns or whether it's Kingdom Bound or whether it's, you know, the small church in rural parts of the country. You know, we're playing out in cornfields sometimes where you don't know if anybody's going to be showing.
Right, exactly.
It's cool. You just do what God has given you to do. So.
Yeah, because I'm kind of wondering about that November 10th concert you got scheduled on there in your Buffalo. That's getting to be dangerous time right there, Matt.
Yeah. Right.
You have to say, Dave, with Kingdom Bound Productions, what are you doing to me? You know, but no, it'll be fine. God will take care of it. It's fine. You know, it's a great attitude. Like what happens a lot of times, I guess, you get a song on the radio and all of a sudden you're an upstart band out of nowhere and you're like, dude, we've been going for like, I don't know, 8 years. I know you're closing in on about 10 years.
Yeah, right. It's so wild. Yeah. We really have been just kind of, I guess it's kind of cool that way, though, because there's even some bands that start with, like, this hit radio single.
Right, right.
Like that.
True.
And then, gosh, if that was me or, you know, that was our band, I would have felt so much more pressure to kind of maintain that or to, like, just keep that going. And instead, for us, we kind of just kind of built from the beginning. We, first of all, you know, our albums, like, we really, it was important to us to have just really kind of deep and meaningful lyrics on our records and that to be in every song. We didn't want songs on our records that were like, no, I don't like that, you know, next, you know, where people are just going to kind of flip through that way. But we never had any, like, you know, with that said, the songs on our record, we never had any, like, big radio hits or anything like that.
Mm.
This is kind of the first time that we've had any kind of, you know, splash at radio, and it's really special just to see what God, again, does with the ministry of that. But there's it feels like a lot less pressure because, right. like, man, we've been doing this for 10 years without without any of that, and we're fine. So,
right, yeah. Exactly. Well, that song Scars, obviously that is a very meaningful song to you guys. You know, did it surprise you that it really got a hold of a lot of people, obviously, because it's like number two as we speak on the charts. Can you believe that?
Crazy. So crazy. It is a huge surprise, but it's also... just zooming out was like, okay, God, like, of course you would do this. Kind of takes, like, the song that really sums up our journey of the last 10 years. Like, just all of this kind of the trials and, like, our record Trial and Triumph, that is the story of our life, personally and as a band. And that song, Scars, just talking about, there's a line in it that says, my brokenness brought me to you, and these wounds are a story you'll use. And that message is really, again, sums up our journey as a band. So I feel like it was special and just like God to take that, those lines, to take the message of that song, to know how that speaks to our story, and to say, hey, this is the song that I'm going to use and I'm going to elevate, and this is the message that's going to come out of it. So out of our journey and how we're going to be able to share and minister to others. So, yeah, it's pretty funny how God works.
Oh, yes, it is. Really good. That's you're very well spoken, man. Your website, in case you didn't know, is iamtheyband.com. iamtheyband.com. Now, can people send you their stories?
Yeah, you can. iamtheyband.com, too. You can even type that and it'll pop up. But you can, right on our website, yeah, we're kind of collecting all of these amazing testimonies of young people, old people, all of these stories of things and scars that people carry, you know, whether it's physical, emotional, spiritual, people sharing their stories with us on our website. And it's been just really profound for us. In fact, every week we have like a little email that we send out just among the band, and we just send it to us as individuals, and we get to kind of just hear those stories. And we lay out all those stories in an email, and we all just read those as a band. And it's just been like, I've just been like in tears with my wife, you know, reading some of these stories. But just really cool. And we'd love to hear more of those. If there's anybody out there that has a story that they want to share, how, you know, that song Scars has impacted them, we'd love you to just share it. Yeah, right there on our website.
Oh, man, I've taken a ton of your time. I do want to ask you, though, how can we pray for you guys?
Oh, gosh, thank you so much for asking. We actually, first thing that comes to mind is our band member, John. He's actually the lead vocalist of that song, Scars. And he is, he's been out for about, like, over a month now. And he has just been experiencing heart issues.
Wow.
He actually thought he was having a heart attack about a month and a half ago. Yeah, and it kind of was in his family with those heart issues and things like that. And it just kind of brought a level of anxiety as well.
Mm.
And those two things are just not good combinations. So it's kind of been just really difficult for him health-wise, and he's been out. So obviously right now, like you said, just things kind of ramping up and, you know, and a lot of it being kind of centered on the message and that song Scars, and John not being here, it's really tough. And so it's tough for him, tough for us as a band. And we're just praying and asking people to pray for John to just recover and for healing, and so that he can come back out and join us. So
amen.
Back for Kingdom Bound and all of that.
Wow. Something when you, God walks you through something that you wrote in a song and perform in front of people and stuff, and you're like, dude, we're going through it. So,
yeah.
Wow.
That's exactly right.
Absolutely. Well, I'll share that. Boy, I tell you. Well, Matt, I appreciate it very, very much. I really do. Thank you for the time. I really do appreciate that. Very much so.
Yeah, man.
All righty.
I pray for you, man. What's going on with you, bro?
Probably. Well, you know, I'm doing really good. I'm not a young man anymore, which I don't feel like it. But I guess just, you know.
To pray for you to be younger? Is that
No. Yeah, right.
You want the Benjamin Button treatment?
But I just thank God for my health. I'm doing pretty good. And I think about that every once in a while when things happen. And I'm just very, very thankful. And sometimes you think, yeah. Don't wait for the other shoe to fall. Don't sit there and think about, you know, because you get prayer requests all the time and things, and then you're kind of like thinking, oh, is that going to happen to me? Oh, I hope that doesn't, you know, and stuff. So
yeah.
I'm very thankful. I really, really am. So I pray to be in a situation that you are in, that whatever happens, I'm going to go through that with God and I'll be okay. So I appreciate awesome. That. Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, Joe.
Appreciate you guys very, very much. Wow. Wait.
Thank you.
Continue with the adventure. Continue
yes,
on.
Sir. Yeah. Onward and upward.
Yeah, there you go, man. Thank you, Matt. I appreciate you very, very much.
All right, Joe. Well, we'll talk soon.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you.
All right,
bro. Take care.
Blessings.
Okay. Bye. Thanks. Bye.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.